That's also midiraisa. Rashi says a mafurish biachrimais vein bechrisus. If you live with your sister, your aunt, your chayiv karis. If arayis means those type of ladies, that if you minus them when they're a nara, there's no din kanas. And we'll soon see why, because this price owes. It has to be dafka from the pasuk v'loy seal isham. The Torah says he's supposed to marry her afterwards. So it's only such a lady that you could marry. If she's chayiv karis, you can't marry her. There's no din kanas. That's what arayis means. And you want to tell me now shnius. What is shnius? The secondary type. That means midivrei seifrim, that she's only an erver to you, midirabonon. Like Rashi says, shagosh racham mal shnius len laharchik min avera. Kagoyin ei mimoi. We had a gemara in Yevamis that Rabbanon made a gzeira that you shouldn't live with your own mother, to even ask your grandmother. Even though midiraisa, your mother's mother, is muta to you, but midirabonon, though she's an erver to you. Or else vi ei maviv. The mother of your father is also asa to you. And the Rashi of the Shara Royis Hashnius Beferek Beis Yevamis. The other Royis over there that it says there in the Gemara. So if you want to tell me Shnius La Royis means ladies, that Midiraisa she's mutter to you. It's only Midirabonin that she's also. Credit Gemara Kasha, Kivon the Midiraisa Chazilei. Since Midiraisa your grandmother is mutter to you, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. If so, Amai Ein Lohen Knas. Why isn't there any Knas over here? L'chura, she's called a lady that you're allowed to marry, midiraisa. Or in the case where she's a nara, shalom, you have a grandmother, it's a nara, how do you have? I'm talking about over there, because she could give birth. But I call upon him, how do you have a din Knas? Why don't you have to pay Knas, l'chura by shnius? Since midiraisa, they're mutter to you. Is a may ain't learn Knas? Rashi says, bishtoim about royis, if she's also to you, midiraisa, equal a mayma kishim and atimoni. Like a mandiyam we had before, the last lay nara 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 relish nias kasha. We had before one mandiyam says, when the pasuk says, v'loy seal isha, means only a girl that you're allowed to marry. A girl that you're not allowed to marry, there's no din kanas. So arroyus, your own sister that you can't marry, it's good you don't have to pay a kanas. But why shnias, your grandmother, midiraisha, you are allowed to marry her. So midiraisha, she's called an isha ruyala, so why isn't there kanas? So Gemara says, that's not Pshan Shnius. El Atei like this. Arroyus means Chayve Mises Bezdin. Arroyus means like your own daughter. That's also to you that you Chayve Mises Bezdin for that. Shnius means Chayve Krisis. Means your sister. If you minus your sister, she's also to you Midiraisa. You can't marry her Midiraisa. Therefore you don't have to give a Knas. Avol Chayve Lavin. Let's say Stam Yemanis a Mamzeris, a Nisha that's only yosa to you with a lav. Then I'll tell you this bright soul, the Eshlan Knas. And Echnami, such a girl, you do have to pay a Knas. You're not supposed to marry her. Omani, who does this price go like? I'll tell you, Shimon Atimoni. Goes according to Shimon Atimoni, like we had before, that the Yom Isha Sheshba Avaya, it has to be an Isha that you could marry, even though you're not supposed to. A Mamzeris Chai Vilavin, you're not supposed to marry them. But if you go ahead and make Kedushin with them, we hold Kedushin is Chal and Chai V'Lavin. So it's called an Isha that Yesh Bo'avaya. So maybe Shimon HaTemoni is the Mandiyam of this Braisa. Therefore, Naroyis and Shnius means where there's Chai V'Misa, Chai V'Krisis, that the Kedushin is not Chal at all. Therefore, such an Isha, you don't have to pay a Kenas. The Chlal, she is not called V'Loy Seal Isha. Mashaik and Chai V'Lavin, that are called, if you do marry them, the Kedushin is Chal, they are called V'Loy Seal Isha. That's called an Isha Shiesh Bavaya. Yeah. So the Mari, and that's one shot, that's Pshan is Raisa. Ika the army, someone say like this. Arroyus means Chai V'Mises Bezdin. V'Chai V'Krisis. Both of them go into the Lashon of Arroyus. Whether it's your daughter, or whether it's your sister, that Yechai V'Mises Bezdin, or Yechai V'Koris, both of them don't have Kenas, because both of them doesn't have Avaya. You can't marry either one of them. What does Shnius mean in the Braisa? Maybe it means Chai V'Lavin, I tell you. A Mamzeris, an Isha that's only yosa to you with a lav, but she's also Midiraisa, also you don't have to pay a Knas. Why? Because Mani Reb Shimon Ben Manasseh, I tell you this Braisa goes according to Shimon Ben Manasseh, that said before when the Pasuk says, V'loi Sil Isha, that if Yemanis, so the Torah says, when Yemanis is girl, you're supposed to marry her, it has to be such a girl that you are allowed to marry her. But a girl that's a chai v'lavin to you, if she's a mamzeris that is allowed to marry her, and a chanami, there's no kenas, such a girl, you don't have to pay a kenas. So maybe that's from this braisa, that Shnius means Chayv Lavin, and it goes according to Reb Shimon ben Menachem. Right, then the Braisa says, Hamamamenes ain lo loy knas v'loy pitoy. Hamamamenes Pashit means, again, we said this girl, when she's a katana, she's less than 12, and her brother or her mother married her off, and then she went to her husband and said goodbye to him in front of Bezdin, that she's freed, that's like a get. So now somebody's minus, so there's no knas. Pashit, why not? Because she's a bull already. Since she was married to a man already, we say most probably the man lived with her already, so she's a bula. So now if somebody is manasa, there's no knas. Knas is only to a basula, a girl that nobody lived with yet, and not with this young girl that was married already. That's why she doesn't get knas. But our co-pun of the diak is, Hoktana bi'alma isla, mashma another young girl that wasn't married yet, that's a basula, she does have knas. Mashma, if you manas a young girl less than 12, you have to pay a knas. So Gemara says, Mani, who does this price go like? Rabbanan, goes according to Rabbanan Shita. The Yamri that says, Ketana yeshla knas, that a ketana does have knas. And not like our first mission of Elon Iris, that the first mission made a diak, we said, Afka Naris, for like ketanas, and the mission went according to Rameya. Rameya Shita is only a Nara gets knas and not a ketana. But this price, the Chura goes even according to the Rabbanan Shita, that goes even a Ketana also gets Knas. Therefore, only a Mama Menes, a young girl that was married, she had a husband, she lived with him, she's a Bula, she doesn't get Knas. But another young girl, a Ketana, would get Knas. So, for Zadimar Kash, the Chura ain't a Sefer. What does the Sefer say over here? Islandis ain't law, loy Knas, loy Pitri. If somebody's Manes, an Islandis, a lady that's like an ayah, like a zocher that can't give birth, we'll soon see she doesn't have simonim of a lady, so she doesn't have knas. You don't have to pay a knas for loypitri. As a chura kasher is, why not? So Gemara says, Osin l'Rab Meya, the chura goes according to Rab Meya Shita. The yoma that says, Ketana ain lo knas, that a ketana, young girl, does not have knas. Fiho, now this lady, this girl that's an islandess is such a girl that doesn't have, can't have children. That she doesn't have simonim, she doesn't have susiris. So the loch of an islandess is like this. Here, an islandess never has a din of a nara. From a ketana, she goes straight to be a bageris. A loch is, up until she's 20, she's called a ketana. She doesn't have susiris, she doesn't have two hairs on her bottom, she's called an islandess, she still has a din of a ketana. When she becomes 20 years old, now we see that she's an islandess. Now we see she's the type of the girl that will never have simonim. So now she gets a din of a gedola. But what type of a gedola? Not a nara, but a bageris. So she skips from a ketanus to a bageris. A normal girl is, she's a ketana until 12 and until she brings two siris. When she brings two hairs there, then we say she's a nara for 6 months. Until 6 months later, then she becomes a bageris. But here, this girl never had two siris. So she had a din ketana on her until she was 20 years old. And now when she comes 20, we see that she's an idleness. She skips right away to be a bageris. So male an idleness doesn't have a din nara. So that's why this Bryce Lechura says an idleness does not have knas. So we go to the Koran to Rameya Shita that says, who gets knas? Only a nara. An idleness is not a nara. Therefore she doesn't get knas. But I call upon him, she was a ketana. So Chur Yisir can't go at the Rabbanan Shita. According to the Rabbanan, that a Ketana does get Knas, the Chur in idleness should also get Knas. Up until she's 20 years old, until she has some money in the idleness, she's called a Ketana. So why doesn't she get Knas? The Chur goes according to Rab Meya. That's the Kasha. This Bryce, is it according to the Rabbanan, or is it according to the Rabbanan? According to Rab Meya, who does this Bryce go like? So Chur Reisha Rabbanan, that says what a Ketana does get Knas, the Sefer Rab Meya, the Sefer that says an idleness does not get Knas, the Chur goes according to Rab Meya. V'chitz Chur Tekasha, usually don't say that half and half. V'chitayma, maybe you want to tell me, Kula Rabbi Meya, he, no, the whole Braisa goes according to Rab Meya, that a Ketana, true, does not get Knas. That's why an idleness does not have Knas. So the question was, of Mamenes, how come it says the young girl that gave Miyan, she does not get Knas? And Mashma only because she was married. But Mashma, another Ketana that was not married, does get Knas. I'll tell you, no, that's not the Diyak. Uvimamenes, Sovolok Reb Yudah. Maybe this Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can be Mamayan even after you're 12 years old. Even after you're an Ara, you can still be Mamayan. So the Diak is a girl that's an Ara. When she's Mamayan, she doesn't have Kanas. But another girl that's an Ara, she does have Kanas. But it could be we're going according to our Meyashita, that a Tana does not have Kanas. For the Gemara Misavala, so does this price to hold like this? Does Ramea hold like that? For a Tanya, we learned like this. Ad Mosai Habas Mamanis. Till how old can a girl be and still give Mian? Like still just say goodbye to a husband. Go to Bezdin and complain and be Mian in front of Bezdin. And Bezdin says she's mutter to somebody else. Ad Shetovish Tei Cyrus. Divu Ramea. Ramea is clearly a girl could only be Mian up until she's an Ara. Up until she has two Cyrus. But Mashma, once she has two stars, she has a denier on her, she can't be Mamayin. Even though her brother married her off, the Kedusha is only with the Rabbanin, but it's like Gzeira. Once she becomes a Gedela, she can't be Mamayin anymore. Even though the Kedusha is only with the Rabbanin still, but the Rabbanin will not Mesakin Mion on a girl that's a Gedela. That's Rameya Shita. So Mela, when the Brisa says that a Mamenis does not have Kenas, the Diak was only she because she was married. Mashma, another girl of that age does have kanas. So Mashma, another girl that's a katana does have kanas. That's a kash, of course, not like Rameya. Vaitu Rabbi Yehuda Waime ad Sheyarbe Shachol al Alovin. If you the Shitras know a girl, even after she's an arrow, she can still be Mamayan. Until the hair don't grow that long, it's a Lashon of ad Sheyarbe Shachol al Alovin. Till the black hair is longer than the white, there's also a Lashon, there's a lot of hair there. So kids, even after she's an arrow, still, she could be Mamayan according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, according to you see clearly, Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So, against the steer, now a Braisa. Does our Braisa go like Rabbanah, like Rabbi Meir? So, Mar says, Ela tell you Rabbi Yehuda. Enochnami, our Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mamanes, a girl that can be Mamayan, could even be an Ara. Even after she's a Gedolah, she can still be Mamayan. So, Mela, and therefore, she has Kenas, because she's an Ara. Uvektana sublok Rameya. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rameya, negate Kanas. That a Kanas only goes on a Nara and not on a Ketana. Therefore, an idleness which goes from a Katnus to a Bageris, she's never a din of a Nara, that's why she doesn't have Kanas. So our Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a Nara could be Mamayan, and therefore the Diak is only Mamenis doesn't have Kanas. But another Nara does have Kanas. Kru, that's a Kasha, what's the Chiddush? The Kru, Pshita that way. But a Koporn idleness does not have Kanas because she's a Ketana. Ketana doesn't have Kanas. For the Gemara, still it's no good. Umi Savala. So if Yehuda hold like Rameya in the Gate of the Din of Kanas, for Yomer of Yehuda Marav, they both said, Zu Dibur of Rameya. This is Rameya's Shita that says Kanas is only to a Nara and not to a Ketana. Mashmit Sonar Rameya that holds that Shita. Me said, if you do what you want to say now, it should have said, Zudivu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda mi boile. It should have said that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they both hold the Shita. They both hold the Shita that you could give Kanas only to an Ara. And she's a Ketana, she doesn't get Kanas. So how come Rabbi Yehuda Marav only said, Zudivu Rabbi Meir? It's Mashim Rabbi Yehuda argues. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan Shita, that a Ketana does get Kanas. So it's an Antakasha, who does this Tana go like? Who does this price? Who's the Tana of this Brisa? So the Gemara says, "Haytana sovlo krameya bechoda upola galer bechoda." In a chanami, it's not the pshat, the ratio of the rabbanon the safest rameya. The pshat is this is a new tana, and this tana holds like rameya in one prat. He holds like rameya that a katana does not get kanas. Therefore, an idleness does not have kanas. Upola galer bechoda. That rameya says you can only be mamayin. Calls the man your katana. But when you're a Nara, you can't be Mamayan. This Tana argues on that point. On that part, he argues on Rabbi Meir. Holds no, that you could make Mian even when you're a Nara. Therefore, the Brisa is good. The Geyot Hilchus Kenas, Yibadavka have to be a Nara. A Ketana doesn't have Kenas. Either Diak is another girl that's not Mamayan, does have Kenas. The Pshat is, because she could be a Nara. Even a Nara could also be Mamayan. So after Brisa comes out good, like a third man the Yama. And he holds in one pulk of Rameya and one pulk of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mara Baita, Rafram, Omar, like this, that my Mamanis, what does the Mishnah mean in Mamanis? Does not have to pay Kanas. It's not a diyuk to say only this girl that's mamayin, but another girl that's not mamayin that wasn't married does pay kanasa. That was the kasha. So mashmir a mamamenes means the katana that was married. She doesn't get kanas, but mashm another young girl does get kanas. The Torah says no. When it says mamamenes, it doesn't mean really she was married. It just means haruya lamoyin. It just means she's roya to give me. In other words, it just means to say a katana. Any young girl that she is roya to give me, it means if she would have get married now with Ravonin, her mother or her brother would marry her off, she could give me. And such a girl that could give me, and Echnami, she does not get knas. But it doesn't mean to say only because she was married. Even if she's not married, just means any katana doesn't have knas. For the Gemara is so, but listening katana, then the Baraita should have said poshid. Why does it have to go around the about way and say any girl that could give me in doesn't have kanas? Let it say outright clearly. A katana doesn't have kanas. Where it says kasha. Kasha means a little bit of a kasha. It's not a tyufta, it's not a, we don't slug him up, we don't say not like him, but call upon him, it's a little of a kasha. Yeah. So call upon him, that is pshato. An idleness, the reason why an idleness does not get kanas, because she's not a nara, she's a katana. A katana does not have kanas. Baita, idleness, it says in the Braisa, ain lo, loy knas, loy piti. It says an idleness does not, you don't have to give a knas, and if you talk her into it, you don't have to pay her either the money for piti. We're in the have a kasha now. It says like this, ha chareshis, a girl that's a chareshis. In cheresh, reals via shaita, a girl that's a shaita. Reals via idleness, a girl that's an idleness. Is yesh lem knas, here it says clearly they do have knas. And also it says, v'yesh lem tainis pesulim. There's tainis pesulim. That means when you marry them, if the husband married them, he thought they were pesulim. And the first time he lived with her, he found out it was Pesach Pesuach, or he found out there was no dam there. He has a right to complain to business. I can make the toys, not what I wanted. Just tainis pesulim on a chereshes, on a shaita, in an idleness. But I quote upon him, it says clearly that an idleness does have kenas. So it was a kasha on the first brisa that says an idleness, a lady, a girl, that can't give birth, can't have children, doesn't have kenas. Chutzasira. And for the Gemara, poshit. V'hai my rumya, what kind of kasha is this? I'll tell you, poshit. Ho Reb Meir, ho Rabbonin. One is Reb Meir Yeshita that says the katana does not get kenas. Therefore, an idleness is a katana. Until she becomes 20 years old, and then we see she's an idleness, she goes straight to be a bageris. But she never has a dinaris. Therefore, she doesn't have kenas. And her rabbanin, that the brisa says on idleness does have kenas, goes according to the rabbanin shita. The rabbanin know the girl, but she's a katana. If somebody's manas or forces her, he has to pay a chamishim shkolim. Say, Rosa, if your manas on idleness, even though she's 15, 16 years old, she has a din katana, she doesn't have two siris. So therefore, you have to pay a kenas. So that's a push to teretz. And I can take off the Gemara yes. Oh, the karilo, my karilo. Like, what was the havamin if I care? What kind of kasher is this? We just got finished saying it's a machlokes from me and the rabbanin. Like, the only reason why an idleness, a girl that can't give birth, shouldn't get kanas, is only because she is a katana. So the loch of a katana is a machlokes. We know that Rameya says a katana does not get kanas. Therefore, an idleness does not get kanas. And the rabbanin shita is that an idleness, a katana, does have kanas. So what was the kasher start off with? Oh, the karilo, my karilo. What was your first kasha start off with? So the Gemara answers, Mishum the Isle Lamirme Achriti Olavayu. Because I could ask another kasha on this brisa. This wasn't the main kasha we wanted to ask. We wanted to ask something else. But it says like this. There's another brisa that says, Hachareshes, if you have a girl that's deaf and dumb, for you have a fool, a girl that's a fool, a shaita. For you have a bageris, or else she's already 12 and a half years old, she's a bageris. Umukatzaitz, a girl that lost a psulim because she hurt herself there. A stick went there and she doesn't have a psulim. The locher is ain lantinus psulim. When she gets married now, then the first time the husband lives with her, the husband can't complain like she lived with another man before, or that she was a tesa psuach. There's no tinus psulim on a chereshes, a shreita, a geres, and a muket seis. There's no tinus psulim. That's what the braisa says. So they can't lose, you have to pay them the ksuba. Whatever you made up with, you have to pay them the ksuba. Yeah. What about a blind girl? The idleness, or else she's a girl that can't give birth. Is yesh lem tainis pesulim. by them we do have Tainus Pesulim. There is Tainus Pesulim by them. There, if you marry them, Becheskes, they're Pesulim, and it comes out the first time the husband lives with them, he finds out with Pesach Pesuach, it was too open there, that she lived with somebody else before, he has a right to complain, it's not the type of a lady I wanted to marry, he doesn't have to give her the ksuba of $200. There's Tainus Pesulim by a sum and by an idleness. Sumcha says Meshum Rameya. Suma ain la Tainus Pesulim. We'll soon explain all this why. Sumcha says no. Sumcha says what? That a Suma does not have Tainus Pesulim. A girl that's blind, she doesn't have Tainus Pesulim. So the husband can't complain later to say, how come you don't have Pesulim? He should have known about it. We'll soon explain why. The core point of this theory is that first the Brisa says that a Chereshes v'yashreit v'ailness yeshlem knas v'yeshlem Tainus Pesulim. It says they do have Tainus Pesulim. That means the husband could complain and says that I gave you $200 for the ksuba because I thought you were a psula. But now that I see you're a bula, I'm not going to give you $200. And here the Brisa says, ain lem tainus psulim. The husband can't complain. No. When the husband finds out that they're a psulim, they're a bula, he can't complain. He should have known about it before. So of course, that's the stira. That's what we wanted to answer. On this, the Gemara answers, Amar Hasheshes Lakasha, there's no stira here. Hor Rabbi Gamliel, Vor Rabbi Yeshua. One Brisa goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, one goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is the Machlokes V'yara, Naf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. When the husband tainis and says that you're a bula, so the husband says, I don't want to give you ksuba $200. I married you because you're a psula. I offered you $200 for the ksuba because I thought you're a psula. Now the night of the chasna, the husband lives with her and finds out she's a bula, he doesn't want to give her the ksuba. She says back, no, you should know what happened was, Misherastani Nanasti. She says, true that now I'm a bula, but you know what happened to me? B'shas, I got married to you, B'shas Kedushin 12 months ago, I was a psula. After I had Kedushin with you, another man was minus me. And the Stachba Sadeh we had before, it's called your fault. Because once I'm married to you, I'm upon you, like you're the owner of me. It's your mazel that caused it that somebody was minus me. So therefore, the ksuba is totally how she was B'shas Kedushin. Since B'shas Kedushin, she says she was a psula, she deserves to get $200. So we had before him, Gamliel says we believe her. If she says she was a psula at the time of the Kedushin, I now, 12 months later, the night of the chuppah, she's a bula, she says because Misharastani Nanasti, we believe her. Therefore, the Brisa that says here that Ein Lem Tainus Psulim goes according to Gamliel. And the Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her. Yeshua said, Loi me pi on uchayin, we don't believe her what she's saying. Therefore, if the husband says that now she's a bula, we believe the husband, and he doesn't have to give her ksuba. So the Brisa that says, the Chereshes v'ashoita, Yesh Lem Tainus Psulim, goes according to Yeshua. For the Gemara, no. For the Gemara, Kasha. Hey, Madishama, the Rabbi Gamliel. When does the Gamliel say that we believe the Isha? Hey, Chetakotana, Iyu. Only when she tells us what happened. Like we had before, it has to be a Bori Vishema. She has to be a Bori. She has to have a Tainus Vadai. That she has to say, Mishirastani Nanati. She has to tell us what happened. Over here, she's a Charesha. She can't talk. She's a fool, a Shaita. So b'zoi hecha the loy kotona iyu mishamet lei. When she's not saying anything over here, just the husband is complaining that she's a bula right now. We don't believe her. Like why should we say that she deserves to get a ksuba of $200? She's not saying anything here. She's a shaita. So how come she does? There's no tainus pesulim. And if the gemara in yes, it's still good. That kiven the yomer of Gamliel mehemna since the Gamliel says. That we believe her when she tainis vadai, halach riz kagoin zu, psach pichal ilim. It's such a svara, psach pichal ilimu. It's a svara, we open the mouth, and even a person that can't talk, sometimes Bezdin opens their mouth and talks for him. In other words, here the girl is a chereshes, she's a shaita. She can't talk, she doesn't know what happened to her. So in cases like this, Bezdin talks for her. And Bezin says that it's very possible, Mishirastani Nanasi. That's called Taninilei. Bezin Tain is for her. So, Mele, according to Gamliel, that if she herself would say Mishirastani Nanasi, we would believe her. She's believed to set the time of the Kedushin, she was a Psula. She deserves $200 for the Ksuba. So now that she's a Chereshes and a Shaita, we also Tain for her. And Tain speaks out, because Rov Pomim, really what happened is a Tain is a sword to say she's a Mukaseitz altogether. The Svarita said that she hurt herself there. Usually, not that a man lived with her. So, about she's a Chereshes and a Shreita, she doesn't know what to say. We like Taina for it we tie Nefora to say that she was a psula b'shas kedushin, and first later something happened to her. So Nechnami, that's the terrace to the steer in the prices. But then it says though, via bageris ain't lo tainis psulim. If you marry a bageris, that means a girl. Today we always do that when after she's 12 and a half years old. If you marry an older girl, there's no tainis psulim. That means if you leave, the husband lives with her the first night and finds Pesach Pesuch, it's open there, he can't complain to say she was a bula. Why? Because Meister, that's the mitzvah of a begeris. When a girl becomes 12 and a half, but by itself it's called like the psulim akolim, and by itself the makam becomes a little bit wider. So therefore there's no proof that she lived with another man, just that's the mitzvah that became a little bit wider there. For the Gemara, is that true? Ivoma Rav, Rav says, begeris, noisnin lo lailo rishim. The loch is, if you marry a begeris, Rav holds, the loch is, the first night when you live with your wife, usually, especially if you marry a katana, you break up psulim, and you see dam then. So loch is usually blood that comes out from that makim is called dam nida, that she's also to you. But Rav says, no, if you marry a begeris, the first night, as many times as you want to live with her, you're allowed to. Even though you see blood there, we say it's not dam of nidus, but it's dam of the psulim. In other words, vice versa, begeris, the girl, even though she's older than 12 and a half, she does have psulim there. And the first time the husband lives with her, he likes breaks the psulim and blood comes out. So we say the whole first night of the chuppah, he's allowed to live with her as many times as he wants to, even though there's dam there. Of course, we say it's dam psulim. Now, so the chur kashri is, why do you say a begeris? There's no tainis psulim. Mashmish doesn't have any dam. Here it's mashma, begeris still has psulim. And there is dam there. So why can't the husband complain? If he sees there's no dam there, he should complain to Bezin to say that most probably she lived with another man before this. So what's the Nachnami? If the husband comes to complain to Bezin to say, I lived with my wife last night the first time, and there was no dam at all there, that's a good complaint. Even though she's a begeris and the psulim go away a little bit, but something is still left. And really there should have been blood there. Hochab Maeski, you know what this brayso means to say? The katoyin tainis pesach psuach. When the husband either lost the shmata there, lost the cloth, he doesn't know if there's dam there or not. He doesn't know if there's blood there or not. His tainer is though, it went in too easy. It was like pesach psuach, the door was opened. So you had before Gemara and Daftes, that if you marry a katana or a nara, you taka nemon, the husband's allowed to say it was too open there. Most probably she lived with another man before this. She's also, I don't want to give her a ksuba, the shalas were. But here where she's a begeris, or begeris, since she's 12 and a half by itself, the makam becomes a little bit wider. Here there's no time to pesach psuach. That's what the braisa means. But then,